I mentioned yesterday, it was a hard-fought game. You see it on tape, too. Two teams really battled. You know, when you look back at the beginning of the game, it didn't start the way we'd hoped. You know, we came out and threw an interception, then our defense went out in the field, in the short field, and gave up a touchdown. That's not exactly how we wanted to start. But what I give credit to this team is the poise they had. You know, it wasn't like, oh, here it comes, you know, what's going to happen? There was none of that. The attention on the sideline, their focus on the sideline was great. I know after that series, there was a couple of times where we exchanged punts between both teams. And then we really started to get on a roll. It started off with Brad Nortman's punt, where he pinned him down inside the five. And then the defense came out and got a three and out. It was a huge part right there. And I think it was that poise at the beginning of the game, the confidence that we had, you know, we're going to get this thing right. Really held true there. And then we came back offensively. I think Mercedes had a big screen play, and TJ Yeldon scored to get it back to 7-7. And then it went back and forth, a couple good punts again, and then a couple three and outs that were strong. And next thing you know, we're up in the game. So I think those are all real good things for our team to understand and learn from. Going into the halftime, that two-minute situation, that stung us too. You know, had a couple big plays for us. A minute nine, one timeout left to go in the half, and for them to get a touchdown, you know, we can't have that happen. But at halftime, I think our mindset was in the game was continue doing things we were doing. Defensively, they were 1-for-5, I think, on third down. It was the red zone, though. They had three scoring opportunities. It was either feast or famine for the defense. Either it's a three and out or they scored a touchdown. It was one or the other. So our mindset was to come out in the second half, field goals. If they have any opportunities, it's got to be field goals, but stick with the plan. Offensively was, you know, again, to keep going and believe in it, and the drives will come. And the second half is really a mirror image. Both teams, you know, first two drives had long drives. And really, there was only three series for each team in the second half. So we kind of knew that with the game, the way we were going to play it, and the way it just turned out. So ended up, you know, two long drives for each, and then the defense went out, got a three and out. Offensively came out, 10-play drive, got to the 14th, and we just didn't finish. So, you know, that's the truth that we told them. There's some things that were very good. There was things that, you know, we'll set the standard for. But then we have a lot of room, too, a lot of areas that we can improve on, and that's a good thing.
What were you alerted of Ivory's situation Sunday?
I was alerted early in the morning.
Have you talked to him?
Yeah.
What are his spirits like?
You know, I talked to him before, and I talked to him afterwards. So, you know, he was down, obviously, not being able to play in the game. And then afterwards, you know, his spirit is, you know, he just wants to get better. Just wants to get better.
When you look at the final offensive play for you guys, what if you could, what would you have done different with the hindsight?
Right, yeah, you always look at it that way. You know what? It was a situation where on a 4th-and-1, they had a tendency to bring a lot of pressure, you know, even cover zero pressure. And they did a good job. They normally have a safety high over the slot receiver. And they exchanged it on a different type of blitz and put the safety inside in the corner press. So, you know, it wasn't exactly the greatest look that we liked. We felt strong about having the run-pass option going into it, and that situation presented itself, and they did a good job. We felt like even if we could run the ball with 23 seconds left, by the time we got up there and spiked it, you normally average, you know, 5-6 seconds of play. We felt like we could still get three plays off, you know, even if we ran the ball.
The play before Rashad targeted in the slot, looked like he kind of got a lot of contact beforehand. How frustrating was that for you guys? It seemed like that was like a growing narrative for you.
Well, you know, we just talk about, you know, one of our keys to victory this week and every week is catch the balls that are thrown to you. So, you know, I think there's, you know, there's adversity in all the games. In every game there's going to be adversity. And I'm not saying – you know, the officials were, you know, created adversity. You know, calls went both ways. We just have to be strong enough and good enough not to be put in positions, you know, where we can control it, you know, and that, you know, that's what we talked to the team about. Worry yourself about the things we can control.
You weren't able to run it better.
Yeah, you know what? I thought it felt like we were straining. It felt like we were running the ball hard. And then when I looked at the stats at the end of the game, you know, but there were some lost yardage runs, you know, that add up to it. But I felt like TJ ran really hard. and made some people miss, and we just didn't get any explosive runs. But there's areas of improvement. We can strain, hold on longer to blocks, and block things a little bit better. So, you know, the stats really doesn't show it.
I mean, you would have a gain of 5 or 6, then minus 1 or 2.
Right.
Were they outflanking you on a couple of those plays where there was an unblocked guy?
No, like the toss play, they did a good job with the tackle for loss. I would say that they did a nice job setting the edge on that. But, you know, in some of our schemes, you know, it's a little bit different than what we did last year. You could see some longer runs, you know, like you're talking about. But with that, there could be some 0 yard gains or minus one too. So we understand going into it.
You had all on that last play. You had all questioned not the look they gave you, but the look you gave them in terms of the formation.
The look we gave them?
Yeah, where there was nothing much going on the left side. Everything was sort of seemed to indicate that you were either going to run the ball or you were going to definitely go to the right. That you didn't spread it out a little bit more, I guess.
Oh, it was 2x2, I think, Gene. It was 2x2 formation. And they came down over the slot, you know, with the corner. Give them credit. They came down and they pressed him. It can still work. Wide receiver's got to come down flat and hold on, you know, maintain the block. So, but it wasn't, I won't say it was an ideal look for it, but they did come with the pressure.
How would you grade what Luke did his first game at left guard and beat him considering that was his first game?
Right. I thought Luke, he played pretty well. Listen, when you look at all the offensive linemen, there's, you know, not everybody graded out 100%. You know, there's going to be plays where some guys got some minuses. But I thought overall he played pretty well. I think it's what we anticipated. I think that he showed up and did some really good things. I think that in a lot of the areas he played better than we anticipated. So, you know, there's still some things where he can work on. But playing the position for the first time, a full game, you know, pretty good, pretty solid play. Well, I think just, you know, with him and Beecham playing next to each other for the first time and that trust and that communication, it just felt like it showed up a little bit better than we anticipated. The strength, the ability to be, strong at the point, I think that showed up. You know, we felt like, you know, overall he played pretty good. He didn't grade out the best of all of them, and nor was he the worst.
Who was the best?
I don't know. I'm not.
In terms of a positive, the tight end position, Julius Mercedes, went over 100 yards together, touchdown. What did you see respectively out of those two guys?
Well, it was great to get Julius involved. I thought he did a good job. Julius not only got involved in the passing game, but he showed some good toughness too, physically. We ran over the top of him a couple times. I just thought he played pretty well. And Mercedes, you know, he still, some of the things that we saw in training camp that impressed us. You know, the big catch obviously showed up. But the things that he does at the point of attack.
Julius's touchdown, what does that say? That's sort of how you want to mismatch him, right? The way that you got him out there.
Right. It worked out. You know, he felt like, you know, Blake had a good throw and catch by Julius. And, you know, it was a matchup that we liked. And, you know, we executed it.
Who stood out on the screen, on Lewis's screen for 37 yards?
I thought there were some good blocks downfield. I saw Linder. Linder came all the way over, made a great block. Allen Robinson downfield. I know when you look at it in slow-mo, it looked like Mercedes could have cut back on it, you know, where he was taking them. But it's in the heat of the battle, and, you know, you always keep the ball close to the sideline and get as much as you can. But it just was really well executed.
Them up, as you like to say, enough to where you feel like you can count on that. You can count on quality production game in and game out from Julius and Lewis when it comes.
Well,
to
I think if you look at us, you know, Allen Robinson, Hearns, JT, they had the most targets. You know, and you know that's generally what
the Titans caught every time they were targeted, they caught it.
So, right.
I mean, maybe how good was their efficiency?
Good. It was good. I think we had 3 drops if you count the one that Marquise, you know, the interception. You know, the one that was thrown behind him. Whether you count that as a drop on the receivers or not, it was a drop. So, you know, to go through the game, that was one of our emphases. Catch the ones thrown to you. And you say, oh, that's pretty simple, Gus. Well, we're trying to simplify this game for him. And, you know, so we just had some other opportunities. I thought, you know, really the guys did a pretty good job on that.
The decision not to play Tyson Alualu is not a position he's been in since he's been here. How do you react to that?
Well, it's tough. I don't think he's ever been down. So it's always a challenge. And it's by game, you know, what we looked at and what we needed. And, you know, we had idea that they were going to come out in a lot of three wide looks and to have the rushers up more so than, you know, whereas a heavier run team.
Follow up on Lewis a little bit there. That screen, did he just look more athletic this year? I mean, last year he maybe lumbered a little bit. Did he look a little quicker and a little more athletic?
Yeah, I'm trying to compare it to last year. I know that's how he's looked in, you know, when we run it in practice. You know, so he had really a good training camp for us, really good training camp. And so it's not surprising to me.
You know? Coming in after the game and saying whatever he was, he said, what does that mean? You know, I mean, is that something?
Well, he's very passionate, you know. We've had guys, you know, they'll talk and things like that. But, you know what, I just think that our guys, you know, felt like we missed an opportunity, you know, and it hurt. And we've talked about building a team that's a group of very spirited guys that care a lot about football. And he cares. He cares, along with a lot of guys in that locker room.
You got 30 someone snaps from Marquise Lee yesterday. How did you feel like he performed?
Pretty good. You know, I know he had that drop, you know, closest to our sideline. But just overall, you know, his speed and some of the things that we want to get him the ball on, you know, we'll continue to look for ways because he is explosive. But, you know, in the 30 plays, you know, we'll look because I think both Allen Robinson and Hearns each had over 60-some plays. So we'll have to take a look at that. I know yesterday was pretty hot. You know, we want to make sure we keep fresh. So we'll look and see how we can improve that.
Rashad Green get as much work as you'd have liked?
Yeah, I told you Rashad Green had a good week last week. So he just needs to continue that.
Can you talk a little bit about how A-Rob handled the early controversy with the – you know, the crowd getting caught up in the no calls and all that stuff? Seemed to handle it pretty well.
Yeah, he does. You know, I would hope our whole team would handle it that way. He's pretty poised, you know, when it comes to that. You know, one of our rules is no whining, no complaining, no excuses, you know, and no one wants to hear it anyway. So let's move on. And but he really is. I mean, it's hard to say a guy of his age is a true pro, but, boy, he's demonstrated over and over again. Just, you know, the way he handles it, and he's such a fierce competitor. You know, I think his mind goes on to the next play.
I was in the locker room after talking to the guy. You know, from the outside, it looks like there wasn't much of a pass rush, you know,
yeah,
pass rush, but they talked about the plan. Can you expand on what that was?
Sure.
How did you guys execute what you were trying to do?
Yeah, one of the things, and one of the things that we looked at was the number of explosive plays they had. Now, if you look at last year, I think it was about 6 a game, but when Jordy was there, it jumped. And he's back this year. And a lot of these explosive plays came off extended plays. So we decided to go with more of a controlled pass rush. We knew that, you know, it's tough on the defense line. They're going after it. We did not turn them loose. It was not a game like that. It was more of a detailed pass rush to really try to constrict him, to force him to stay in the pocket. And even when we did that, you'll see it on film, there's times that we got upfield too far and he extended the play. So to put it on the D-line and say, boy, we just really didn't feel you, I would have to take a lot of the blame for that if you didn't feel that because of what we were going in there trying to do. I think they had 5 explosive passes. They had 199 yards passing, you know, and part of it was to try – and one explosive pass, I think, came off an extended play. That's what we were hoping, you know, that we can control that enough to keep those explosive passes down. It wasn't enough.
Do you think the plan, I mean, you look at the stats, you say 199, 6 points in the second half. I mean, were you guys pretty pleased with how they executed?
Well, you know what? I think you're always looking and say, what more could we have done? You know, what more could we have done to get pressure and to affect the quarterback? You know, what would we do differently? You know, you go through all those questions. That was the game plan going in, though.
So in nickel locked up pretty much the whole game where they had formations against you, but you had Cyprian in the box a lot, as almost as a third linebacker. You were pressing with Jalen and Devon and Prince, and you basically had Tayshaun, the rest of it is yours. Is that something that Todd Wash has brought to the defense this year, or is that something you maybe didn't feel you had the personnel to do in past years?
No, I think that, you know, the getting Sip more in the box is something that we've decided to do. So, you know, he is playing more like a linebacker in some of our defenses with Gibson back. We can exchange that, move it around a little bit to switch it up. But, yeah, and we're always going to, you know, we style ourselves to be an aggressive defense. And sometimes aggressive people think to blitz all the time. No, it's just we're going to play tight coverage. And I thought for the most part our coverage was pretty tight. There's a couple where we let some guys loose, but – I mean, he's a great quarterback now. He's a great quarterback. Some of the throws that he made, you know, were perfect throws. You can't fault our guys when it's tight coverage. They just made great plays, and that's part of the NFL.
How do you think Bortles played?
I thought he did good. He's always going to want some back, but I thought he managed the game very well. I thought he controlled the protection schemes really well. His consistency and his reads were good. It went through his reads. I thought that was excellent. There's probably a few that he would like back as far as accuracy.
Do you think he's going through those reads quicker, more consistent?
It appears to be. Yeah, it appears to be that he has a better, because of his understanding where he wants to go with the ball. And he was just really on his reads.
How do you get Miles more involved in the defense?
Well, I think with Miles, you know, he's learning both positions now, the Mike and the Will. So, and we really got him at the Will linebacker spot in the Atlanta game, you know, the last preseason game. So we're trying to do everything we can to speed this process up to see where he's at. I think the mental side of the game, this was a tough game mentally. Going into it. So I think, you know, where he understands the football 501 part is going to be big. He's made great strides now. We're going to keep pushing that because of his athleticism. But he's got to be able to know exactly what his responsibilities are at all times. And you saw it yesterday. If you're not on it all the time, these quarterbacks will make you pay.
You dropped Fowler into zone coverage a couple of times late in the game. What is sort of the goal of presenting that look?
Well, I think just different looks, you know, different looks in our blitz package, as far as turning the protection to a certain guy. So you have to do that on occasion just to, you know, keep offenses sharp.
Is the anticipation on Ivory that he's going to be gone for a significant amount of time?
I wish I could say I cannot tell you that right now. I'm going to meet with our trainers after that. After this right now. So my hopes is I know he's feeling a little bit better. To what degree, I'm not sure right now.
Think about making personnel changes then, there at that position.
Well, we have not talked about that.
Hypothetical. Let's say there's a couple calls you disagreed with yesterday. Who puts together the tape to send to Blandino? You talk to him?
Our coaches, they put it together. They got questions. Some of these questions are more, what do you see here? And if they come to us, and then we can take those teachings to our players. You know, no. Yeah, it's no, yeah. No, it's more, how did you see this so we can better understand it so that we can, talk to our players. We've had multiple discussions. They've been great as far as that, I'm concerned.
Penalties yesterday, they weren't the aggressive penalties, some false starts and offsides. Do you think those get ironed out as guys get trained to play a whole game again?
Well, I think we had 9 penalties, and there's probably four or five of them that were more foolish penalties. The offsides and the one on our sideline, that we had. Those are the ones that there's always going to be maybe one or two of those, but 5 is too many. And I think that's what we need to knock down. But, some of our penalties are going to be aggressive in nature. Some of the, defensive holding or, at the line of scrimmage because we play so much press, some of those could happen. But the foolish penalties, we got to, knock those down.
Jalen Ramsey, maybe it's the number, maybe it's Monty Kiffin being on the staff, but the way you used him yesterday, a lot in the slot and a lot in blitzing as well, he almost kind of looked like a bigger version of Rondé Barber. I mean, is that the role you envision for him here?
Well, yeah, I don't think we envision him, like that. We just, at our nickel spot, it gives him a lot of freedom. We can, obviously, to cover the slot, you have to be pretty talented, short area quickness and long speed. So he's got those traits, and he's a physical type player. So to bring him on some pressures would best utilize his skill set too. The challenge is he's also a good cover guy. Again, just like dropping Dante, I think you change things up on occasion just to keep the offenses off guard on what's taking place.
Did you see any impact on the Heat with the Heat from your guys?
I didn't feel it. I know that, you look at when a guy plays, like Allen Robinson, 60-some plays. But I didn't feel it. I think we had one person cramp. And it was quick. I didn't really feel that was a factor in it at all. That's a real good sign. It's a real good sign because you go through training camp and preseason games, and our guys, it's not like they played a full game. So you wonder just, the conditioning and shape, and they were in good shape, great shape.
Just talk about the job your special teams did yesterday.
Yeah, unbelievable. 100% in scoring opportunities. That was a key to victory. Set up a score was a key to victory. We felt like with the punts down inside the five, we had two of those, and then the return by Corey Grant to the 32-yard line. Great job there. 100% possession. And then, what did I say, scoring opportunities. So, you know, they did a great job. Check marks by every category that we'd hoped to accomplish in our special teams.
Schematically, what problems do you give a defense when you put Julius out wide?
Well, I think that what can happen is you try to find out. Some teams will do it if you're in man or zone, you know, because if they see a linebacker out there and corners are over, you're generally in man principles. If the corner's over there, it's generally some sort of a zone. So you can look and find out, you know, what type of coverage they're in, man or zone, when you do that. Sometimes you're looking for matchups, you know, who's matched up against them. Sometimes it's to attack, you know, putting speed over at one side to attack a defense with speed. So every play has different, you know, idea why you're attacking a defense doing that.
And then with Julius picking up his blocking, how versatile does that make it when you have Julius and Mercedes both in the game at the same time?
Well, it can, because, you know, now that, you know, we feel strongly about that, it's, you know, teams have got to make a decision what they're going to do when both Julius and Mercedes are in. Are they going to go base or are they going to go nickel?
You know? The in-game situation yesterday, the last three positions overall kind of were dictated by the fact that you were out of timeouts. Not often you're midway through the fourth quarter and you don't have any left.
Sure.
Was there a problem with communication yesterday? What exactly went
on? Yeah, it's not ideal. It'd been great to have our timeouts. But there's situations that come up in a game, and we tell Blake if there's a look that he doesn't like and doesn't feel comfortable with and he can't get out of it, you know, he has that freedom. I know there was a look that he didn't like. I know the clock was running down on one of them too. And, so yeah, you know, those things happen. It's, you know, they're precious, man. You want to be able to have them at the very end of the game. And I think with 7 minutes left to go in the game, we were out of timeout. So that's not the ideal situation.
The first thing you said today was that the loss is still hard on the players. What about you?
Yeah. You know what? When we were planning for this game, I expected our best. I felt like we were going to play really well. And I'm not shocked that we didn't play well. I think that what I am surprised is I really felt like we were going to win this game. So that's a good sign. It's a good sign for our team, too. Because there's a difference between you expect to win and you know you're going to win. When you know you're going to win, you're shocked if you lost. And that's what this team's feeling now. And I think that's a good step for our team. It's a good step. We don't accept the loss. We do not accept it. But how they're handling it now, you know, it shows me a lot about them.
House and Prince had to cover a lot yesterday. How do you think they did overall?
I thought on the perimeter pretty good. When they have extended plays, it wasn't like they completed one pass on an extended play. They got out of the pocket numerous occasions, and that's where they made it. And we did a good job downfield. I can remember right early in the game on Prince, and he did a good job. So I thought in the perimeter pretty good. Pretty good on the perimeter as far as our coverage. There's always, you know, there was a couple receivers that were cut loose. That happened. We got to clean those things up.